Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. Auburn's back in the win column. We're not going to talk about who they played. All that matters is Auburn won, so I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, hi. There you go. Same thing with the Tide. You know, we're not going to ask who they played, but if we go back to last week's episode, all right, we said a spread, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. You said, would you have them winning by 52? I said, no. I said, I would take 44 and a half. We made the line. They won by 45. So, you know, I think Vegas is calling my name.
They should. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed. They should listen to us and we'll make the lines.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be a lot easier to pick the lines if we made them.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of money lost for Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else happened last week, Jacob. I mean, is the biggest story Florida LSU? Is that the biggest story? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Arkansas keeping it within the cover. I mean, you know, kind of expected Texas to win that one big. Also, South Carolina winning late over Missouri. Mm-hmm. You know, that one was hectic. And then, obviously, Georgia winning a big win over Tennessee.
Yeah, I didn't say that was a story of the week because me and you both had that happening. And they covered, too, if I'm not mistaken, right? So, we were on with that one. So, that's the biggest win. I guess that's the most important game. But as far as just the biggest story, I think it's Florida beating LSU. I mean, again, you know, I made the tweet out during the game, a little sarcastic. Garrett Nussmeier wishes he could take care of the ball the way Peyton Thorne does.
Yeah.
I mean, since conference play started, I mean, in a big game, Carson Beck and Garrett Nussmeier have turned the ball over more than anybody in the country, it feels like.
I mean, it's like we talked about it dinner last night. Shout out Yummy Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out JP.
Yep.
You know, let's go ahead and shout out Noah, too. Shout out Noah. Just shout out everybody. You know, who's the number one overall pick right now? I know you mentioned the tackle from Notre Dame, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Or LSU's tackle. I don't remember. I know LSU's tackle's Campbell.
I think it's
Will Campbell. I don't remember what the Notre Dame's guy is. But, I mean, we talked about it. There's definitely not a quarterback that I would just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to say number one quarterback is like, you know, Joe Burrow. Kind of thing. You know, if you go all the way back, Cam Newton. I was going to say Tua, but Tua was first or second. Well, Herbert, they went back to back, but I don't remember who went first. Did Tua go before Herbert?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Let's see who else. Number one. Who went first last year? It wasn't a quarterback. Yeah. Was it a quarterback? Oh, it was Caleb Williams. Okay. Yep. Caleb Williams, kind of number one guy, kind of thing. Like, there's not that this year.
I mean, do you say the number one pick is Travis Hunter?
See, and here's my thing with Travis. I think Travis Hunter is an exceptional college player. Like, he is exceptional. I don't know if 5'10", 170 pounds, soaking wet, transfers well to the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know.
I definitely think he is a high volume, like, he's going to produce, but can he stay healthy? That's the thing. I mean, now, people said the same thing about Devontae Smith when he went to Philly. And he's been okay. I mean, Devontae Smith was, 160 pounds? Soaking. I mean, dude looked like a middle schooler out there, but he could play. Yeah. And if you can play, you can play. So, we'll see. I just don't think – I think the risk upside would be there that I wouldn't feel comfortable taking him one.
Would you take a receiver one?
No.
Right now, Jacksonville has got the number one pick.
I mean, I think you either trade back or take a tackle, like beat the open line. I mean, I don't know. I mean, somebody's going to take quarterback early because they're going to need quarterback. Like, that's going to happen. But I don't know if I would take a receiver. I mean, that's just a tough position to go number one overall, you know?
It's fair.
Now, but if, you know, if Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, if you knew you guaranteed you were getting that production, there are certain teams that would do it, and I don't blame them, kind of thing. But, you know, you never know that he's going to be that kind of superstar like those guys are.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see like a Cam Ward or Shador go first.
Yeah, I think if I was putting money on a quarterback, it'd be them two. Yeah. Be them too. And I kind of would lean more to Cam Ward, but never know. Never know.
And that Sanders' name travels.
It does. I mean, and who knows? It could come down to one of these teams makes the playoffs. Let's see how they perform in crunch time and on national stage.
Yeah.
All right. Guess we got a lot of games to cover, so we can go ahead and jump into this.
Let's go into the results from last week.
Would you like the honor of reading them out?
I'd like for you to announce them.
Okay. So last week, Mr. Jacob Holman went 9-0 outright. 9-0 outright and 4-3 versus spread. So a very good performance by him.
Have you ever gone undefeated?
I don't think so.
I know this is the first time for me.
I think the best I've been is 8-1. I think I've been 8-1 quite a few times. Yeah. But I don't know if I have ever been 9-0.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. an honor to God, or honor to be here. Just want to thank God for the opportunity.
I'm trying to think, but this is going to take a while. So we'll go back and we'll mention it next week if I did. But I went 8-1 versus the outright, Jake, and 4-3 versus spread. So Jacob was able to gain a game in the outright. He's now 105-31 overall, and I'm 102-34. And then versus the spread, Jacob still got the 2-point lead, 67-56 versus spread, 65-58 versus the spread.
Yeah, you know, the spreads can be tough sometimes, especially this past week with I was watching New Mexico State A&M. I think they won by 35. You know, so games like that is where, you know, it kind of gets you a little bit. But, you know, it's fun. This is, you know, we're both around like a 70, like in the mid-70s% clip on picking this year. So,
yeah. So, I mean, we can't complain so far. We've had some decent ball knowledge.
C's get degrees.
Mm-hmm. All right. First game of the week. We on Saturday, November 23rd, we have number 9, Ole Miss, 8-2, 4-2 overall in conference play at Florida. Florida's 5-5, 3-4 in conference play. Ole Miss is 11.5 point favorite. 11 a.m. ABC. Jacob, you were hinting at it before. Do you want to do the first pick?
Let's do it. I'm going to take Florida. Take Florida to upset Ole Miss this week. Why? Just solely because of last week's big win against LSU. I think Florida's maybe rolling a little bit, kind of heading into next year. This would give them a bowl game after a not so great start. Billy Napier's already been extended into next year, so I think that Florida kind of carries their momentum in, and they know they have a chance to play spoiler this week. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of would be enough for anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to go against you. I'm going to take Ole Miss to win, but I'm going to say they're not going to cover. And this is typical Lane Kiffin choke season. 100% is. Normally, you got past 3 or 4 years, you got, oh, Lane Kiffin's going to take the Auburn job. Oh, Lane Kiffin, Florida. Oh, Lane Kiffin this, Alabama. I mean, there was talks about that last year. This is normally where he slips up a little bit right here. But there's not any really rumors like that this year, and he's got something to really, really play for. So I'm going to take him to stay focused. I think they're going to win. I'm not going to take him to cover just because I respect DJ Lagway so much. I think he is an absolute stud. So give me the Rebs to go down in the swamp, 11 a.m. too. I think that plays a little bit of effect. Well, 12 a.m.
12 p.m.
Eastern, 12 p.m. Eastern time, but 11 a.m. God's time, the central time zone. So hotty toddy. All right. Next, we got a barn burner. UMass, 2-8, at number 10, Georgia. Georgia's 8-2, 6-2 in conference play. Thugga, 42.5, 11 a.m., 11:45, SEC Network. Georgia wins. I'm going to take them to cover. UMass, not good. So Georgia wins. Georgia wins covers.
Yeah, Georgia's going to win. UMass's head coach gets fired this week. They come off of a huge overtime loss against Liberty last week. They had Liberty in overtime. I don't know if they missed their field goal I don't know if they missed the extra point, but UMass scored first. Liberty comes in and scores and then kicks extra point, wins. So They've been there. UMass lost to Mississippi State, so that kind of tells me all I need to know. I think Georgia's going to win. I think they'll cover that 42. I know it's a lot of points, but I still think Georgia's kind of got – maybe they'll play this game and have something that they want to prove, just kind of put a beat down on somebody. So, yeah, Georgia wins and Georgia covers. All right, next game is UTEP, who is 2-8. At number 11, Tennessee, who is 8-2, 6-2 in conference play. Tennessee's a 41.5 point favorite. It's a 12 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. I'll take Tennessee to win and take Tennessee to cover. I don't necessarily see it being close at all. You know, going into this year, UTEP hadn't won a game in a couple of seasons. So I don't, you know, keep going in their losing ways.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, this is the second time that UTEP has made our schedule that when we picked them versus Kennesaw, and they won. They won. They are 1-0 being on the It Just Means Less spreadsheet for this season, but they will be 1-1. I'm going to take Tennessee to win. I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. Good bounce back week, getting ready for potentially a big game versus Vanderbilt next week. So give me the balls.
All right. Next game is Kentucky, 4-6, 1-6 in conference play. At number 3, Texas, who is 9-1, 5-1 in conference play. Texas is a 20-point favorite, 2:30 p.m. kick on ABC. What you got?
Take Texas to win, Texas to cover. I'm a little not sure about the cover. There's been a few times where we picked Texas to cover, Mississippi State, Arkansas. I think they had a non-conference game that they didn't cover, kind of thing. But I just think Kentucky's bad, man. I mean, Kentucky's really bad going to Texas. So Texas win, Texas covers.
I don't hate it. We'll take Texas win and Texas cover as well. Kentucky, you know, not great. Won't make a bowl game this year because they'll lose this week. So, you know, they had their great win to start off 1-0 in conference play. Or no, to be 1-1 to win at Ole Miss. But it's kind of fallen off the ropes. I think it definitely fell off the ropes when you lose to Auburn. So, but no, I think Texas wins and they cover. Let me ask you this. So, say Texas wins this game. Mm-hmm. They lose next week. Are they potentially, and the other SEC teams went out, are they potentially the team that gets left out? Because at that
how many teams are we talking?
So right now you'd have Bama. Like if it were to be right now, it'd be Bama, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Texas. They were the four, right?
Yes. With Tennessee flirting.
Right. So say if Texas wins this week, but they lose next week, so you know they'd be 10-2 with being 6-2 in conference play, and then you know say Tennessee wins out, say everybody else wins out, but Texas goes 1-1, they would be 10-2 just like everybody else. Would Tennessee and Texas? Would you say Tennessee should get in over Texas?
I think I probably would.
I would
because what's Texas win?
Vandy.
I mean your losses are. We didn't factor Texas A&M in that.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas A&M wins there, beats Texas next week. They got a good shot to get in too. And then Tennessee's got a good win versus Alabama. So, I mean, they got the signature win. I probably would give the nod to Tennessee on scheduling. But however, if I stuck them on a neutral field, I don't know if I wouldn't take Texas.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I think as far as how
resume, goes, yeah. Like,
especially with what they did with Georgia, after they lost at Ole Miss, when they put them as the first team out, I think you would have to slide everybody up, and I think Texas would be the team that you would leave out in that scenario. Yeah, or would you put A&M? Would A&M jump Tennessee? Or would A&M and Tennessee both get in? You know, could you see a scenario like that, especially?
I think it's probably likely you see five SEC teams.
Yeah.
I think if you, let's say you see five SEC teams, four Big Ten teams, then you have your two power conference winners, which would be Miami, SMU, Miami, one of the two. And then Big 12, you got.
Could be Arizona State, Colorado.
BYU, Colorado, Arizona State. I think both of them conferences are probably looking at one team right now.
Yeah.
So then, depending what happens this weekend with Army-Navy. I mean, Army Notre Dame. I think if Notre Dame gets in, you see four SEC teams. If they don't get in, it's just a normal group of five team like Army or maybe Boise State, or Tulane maybe, then you see five SEC teams.
You see a world where two group of five get in? Because let me ask you this. If Army were to win out, if they were
– are we not talking about Notre Dame, right? We're talking about
– say Army beats Notre Dame. Say Army beats Notre Dame and Army wins out.
So you got Army and Boise?
And then they would just say they beat Tulane in the American Championship. And Boise wins out. Could you see two group of five?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I think some other stuff would have to happen first.
Right, right.
I think you would have to see Indiana beat Ohio State, maybe. And Ohio State is sitting there on the other side. Maybe you see – I think Oregon's in regardless.
Right.
Maybe Penn State loses one of these next two games. I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe.
Yeah.
Auburn beats Texas A&M or Auburn beats Alabama kind of thing. I think Vanderbilt beats Tennessee. I think if you see some of those things happen, then it's possible, but I would not put my money on it right now.
I think it'd be fun to see.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to support the troops. We'll find out later how much we like to support the troops. All right, back to our pickles before we run out of time on this podcast. La Tech 4-6 at I skipped one. Wofford 5-6 at number 18, South Carolina. South Carolina is 7-3, 5-3 in conference play, SEC Network, ESPN Plus. South Carolina? Any comments? Yeah, South Carolina. All right. Next we got La Tech 4-6 at Arkansas. Arkansas is 5-5, trying to make the bowl game, 3-4 in conference play. Arkansas minus 22.5, 3 p.m. SEC Network Plus and ESPN Plus. What you going with, Jacob?
Arkansas wins, but I'm going to take La Tech to cover.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I'm trying to remember. I watched La Tech play. Was it New Mexico or New Mexico State? Maybe, and so, I think it was a Wednesday. It was New Mexico State, and they lost in overtime. They didn't look that great, but I don't know how. You know what? I got to get some back in the game. I have to try and get back to get in the spread. So give me La Tech. I mean Arkansas to win and to cover. Just to incite you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just looking at Louisiana Tech's schedule. I mean, they lost by 10 to NC State. All of their games have been close, kind of keeping them within the spread. So I just figured, you know, maybe they're not doing enough to win, but at least keeping it close. So, all right, next game, huge Missouri fan, by the way, this week, number 23 Missouri, who's 7-3, 3-3 in conference play, at Mississippi State, who is 2-8, 0-6 in conference play. Missouri's a 7.5 point favorite, 3:15 PM kick on SEC Network. What you going with?
I'm going to take Mizzou. I'm going to take Mizzou to win, Mizzou to cover. I think we see Mississippi State go, unfortunately, 2-10. I just, you know, Missouri, their defense is not that great. They're not good on defense. They give up a lot of points. Michael Van Burden can run the football. Not as good as Lenoris can. He's not as good as quarterback as Lenoris, but he can play. He can give that Missouri defense some trouble, but I still think they're going to win and cover. I see a 10-point game, 14-point game. So, give me Mizzou to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take Missouri to win. I don't know if I want to take them to cover. Part of me wants to say like Mississippi State keeps it somewhat close, maybe like 4-point game, something like that. But I can't take it. I'm going to take Missouri to cover. I think Brady Cook or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, next game. Is number 7 Alabama, who is there? Are they 8-2? 8-2.
Oh yeah.
But Wells has them at 10-2, getting in the playoff. 8-2, 4-2 in conference play. At Oklahoma, who is 5-5, 1-5 in conference play. Bama's a 13.5 point favorite. 6:30 p.m. kick on ABC. What you got?
The Tide. As it pains me to say it, the Tide wins and covers, you know, and I'm starting to look pretty smart because I had Alabama going 10-2 to start the year. I couldn't have told you which two of the losses were going to be. Definitely didn't have it at Vanderbilt, but you know, maybe for the sake of making me feel right, I'm definitely going to take Bama to win and cover right here. Oklahoma's bad. They're bad, and they're getting a rude awakening to the the SEC play. And I think they play LSU next week. So they got to win one of these two to make a bowl game. Right now, I don't see that happening. So give me Alabama to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bama to win on the road. I'll take them to cover too. I think that atmosphere at Oklahoma might be just a little rowdy at night. But I think if Tennessee can do it, Alabama can do it. And Oklahoma looks worse than they did when they were at Tennessee. So take Bama to win and cover on the road.
All right. Next, we got number 15, Texas A&M, 8-2 in conference play, 5-1, or 8-2 overall, 5-2 in conference play at Auburn. Auburn's 4-6, 1-5 in conference play, needing this one to keep their bowl hopes alive. A&M, 2.5-point favorite, 6:30 p.m. ESPN game. What you going with, Jacob?
Much as it pains me to say, I'm taking Auburn to win at home. And I'm going to take them to win at home because I think that atmosphere has the capability to do it. A&M has played, let's see, I'm trying to look at their road games.
South Carolina is one of them.
Their road games in conference have been South Carolina,
Florida.
Florida and Mississippi State. They lost at the one with the best atmosphere.
Best team too, probably.
Yeah, I think Auburn's atmosphere, although I've never been, I know there's some devil magic going on down there. So
November at night.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't know if A&M is necessarily ready. I don't know if Mike Elko is ready to go into something like that. So I'm gonna take Auburn to go on the road. I mean, not to go on the road, to beat A&M at home.
I don't hate it, man. I absolutely don't hate it. There's a lot of juice, and I don't know why Auburn does this every time. We get all hyped up, and then we get let down, and then it's time to sell the program and all that kind of stuff. But there is a lot of juice surrounding this game right now. It's big for Auburn. It really is. I mean, if you think about the difference between 5-7 and 4-8. It doesn't seem like a big difference, but it kind of is. It really is, and you got to compete. You got to compete in this game no matter what happens. Like you said, Auburn in November at night is tough. Don't matter who you are, it is tough. No matter how bad Auburn is at night in November, the place is going to be loud. But that being said, I got to take A&M to win and cover. Would not take them to cover on a 10-point spread. I think 2.5 is a decent spread for me to take them to cover, because I see it being a one score game kind of thing. But you know, Auburn has just proved over and over again that they can't win. One of the most unclutched teams in the country. Peyton Thorne is 8-3. He has 8 touchdowns with 3 turnovers right now. If you'd have told me Peyton Thorne was 8-3, Jarquez was 1,000 yard in conference play. Jarquez has ran for like 800 yards in conference play. Auburn's receiver was leading the SEC in touchdown catches. I would have said Auburn was, you know, 7-3 kind of thing right there. But they just can't put it together, man. So, and that's. I just don't see them putting it together this week, so give me A&M to win and cover. All right, next we got Vanderbilt, 6-4, 3-3 in conference play at LSU. LSU is 6-4, 3-3 in conference play. LSU's 7.5-point favorite, 6:45 SEC Network game. Jacob, you smell an upset?
I smell one. I think I'm going to take Vandy to go on the road and upset LSU. I don't know how confident I am in that. I know if you're looking at the schedule beginning of the year, you chalk this one down as an L for Vandy. I think we were – I don't even know if in the, you know, preseason episode we may have even said something about, you know, we were talking about their wins and what they needed to happen. Bowl eligible for the first time in a long time. So I think they go on the road and get one. LSU's kind of down. And – the decommitment of Bryce Underwood today.
Did he actually?
He decommitted and flipped to Michigan. So
I have not seen that. Wow.
So that happened about an hour ago. So, you know, everything is down there in the Bayou. So I think
that,
I would have
flipped for $10 million. That man got paid.
I think I would have flipped for $10 million too. So
$2 million a year. Yeah.
$10 million.
It was a $10 million contract.
You couldn't have got, as soon as you would have handed that, I'd have said, go big blue, whatever I need to say. I think everything's down right now in Baton Rouge, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vandy goes on the road. Wouldn't be shocked if LSU wins it, but just for the sake of things, let's go Vandy.
What is LSU playing for?
Right.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if they had to beat Florida last week, okay, maybe LSU's playing for something this week. They're going to be motivated, but I'm just not sure they are. And Vanderbilt plays a good style of defense to, like, emotionally drain you when you're playing them. I mean, they play a good style of offense to emotionally drain you. They're like, oh, my gosh, here they go again. The same thing again. The same thing. And they just hold the ball, and they don't. If you don't capitalize once or twice on offense, they're gonna beat you, kind of thing. So the combination of LSU having absolutely nothing to play for, and Vanderbilt just the way they play the game, I'm gonna take the Vanderbilt upset with you. All right, next we got number 5, Indiana, who is 10-0, 7-0 in conference play, at number 2, Ohio State, 9-1, 6-1 conference play. That one loss being Oregon back midseason. Ohio State 10.5 point favorite, which has dropped 3 points. It was 13.5 this morning at 12, or this Thursday at 12 o'clock, and now it's down to 10.5. 11 a.m. Fox game, Jacob. You like the Hoosiers?
I do not like the Hoosiers. I think Ohio State is going to win and cover. I think it's maybe a 14-point game. Indiana's schedule this year has been everything but cake. I mean, cake. It's not everything but cake. It has been cake. I mean, it's been as everybody's saying, what are they saying? Barbecue chicken. Like, man, it's been a cakewalk, and they haven't played. I mean, their road games, they went to Northwestern, they suck. They went to UCLA, they suck. They went to Michigan State, they're terrible. So, you know, if you would have told Indiana earlier in the year that after playing Michigan and Ohio State, they would have went 1-1, they would have by far taken that. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Ohio State's going to have trouble at all this week.
We talk about Indiana getting in and all that kind of stuff. If they get blown out, let's say 17, 24 points, you still put them in?
I want to say no, and I wouldn't, like, that's a tough decision. I don't know how you can punish them for one loss, but with the one loss being against the best team you've played all year, and the other teams you've played combined have probably not have a winning record, then sure, I can understand it.
Yeah, I would probably say that I don't know if I would, but I think they will be put in. I think what I would do and what the committees do would be two different things. I'm with you. I'm going to take Ohio State win and cover. Just don't know about the Indiana team. They could be completely legit, man. They really could be. They could be legit, but how do we know that? We don't. We really don't know how they are. So Ohio State wins, Ohio State covers, man. I'm going to doubt Indiana until they prove me otherwise, I guess.
It's like the guy on ESPN the other night. I don't remember his name. His name's Joey. Is it Joey Galloway?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was saying, if you're Indiana, bench your quarterback. That way he doesn't get hurt. And, you know, have him for the next – to make the playoff run. Well, who says you're going to make it? I think if you're a competitor, this is a game where you got to say –
oh, you want to play.
You got to want it. So, I don't know. I feel like Indiana's schedule – matches up with the schedule of, like, say, Army or, you know, what if their schedule is like a Boise State,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't play anybody.
And here's the thing though, like, we're saying all this, talking about their schedule. It's hard to, they don't choose what conference games they play. You know, that would all go back to the Big Ten. Like, that, who would have thought? I mean, I had Michigan in the playoffs to start the year. And I'm stupid. I'll admit it. I'm stupid. I'll own that one. But, like, actually, I think you might have even had them too. Like, I think we both own it. But, you know, you can't fault them. Now, they could schedule their non-conferences, but they schedule your non-con 3 or 4 years out. They would definitely didn't see themselves here now. They were just trying to make a bowl game 3 or 4 years ago kind of thing. So it's a double-edged sword. You know, they didn't play nobody, so you don't really know how they are. But you also don't want to punish them for something that's really outside of their control.
Right. The only thing that is in control is their non-conference games. So,
yeah, but even then, like, that's 3 or 4 years. I mean, unless you cancel something before the year. But, like, I mean, the problem is, like you said, Indiana would have took 1-1 against Michigan and Ohio State this year. But they didn't know that they were going to be as good. Outside of maybe their their coach and everybody's mamas on the team that they thought they were going to be good, and everybody else didn't.
Yeah, that's fair. So, oh, well. All right, last game is our game of the week. Number 19, Army, who's 9-0, versus Notre Dame, who's 9-1. Game is at Yankee Stadium. Notre Dame is a 14-point favorite, 6 p.m. kick on NBC. What you going with?
Got three words for you, Jacob. Support the troops. I'm taking the Army upset, man. I am. Don't got no rhyme or reason behind it other than I like to support the troops. Veterans Day was last week, and I like Army, man. I want to see Army in the playoffs. Give me the what are they, Golden? Are they Knights or the Gold? Just the Knights.
They're just in Black Knights.
Black Knights. Give me the Black Knights upset Notre Dame.
So the last time we picked a game like this, it was obviously Navy Notre Dame. And I don't – did you pick Notre Dame to win?
I don't think so. I think I took Navy.
I know I took Navy. So I am fairly hesitant to do it. I think Notre Dame wants to make the playoff. And I just think Army's run is going to end up short. I want Army to win it. I want Army to win it. I want to go ahead and preface that. But I'm going to take Notre Dame to win.
So what you're saying is you don't support the troops. That's what you're saying.
Oh, hey, give me Army. Give me Army. I'll take Army.
Let's go. Support them troops.
Yeah, Army wins. So, yeah, Army upset. There we go.
All right, the Super Dogs, I'm gonna introduce them because I went 2-0 last week. I went 2-0. That brings me 12-12 on the year. Jacob went 0-2, so 7-17. Rough start for Jacob right here.
Started off 4-0.
He's 3. I was like, what, 3 of his last 20? Is that right? 3 of your last 20?
20.
But this week, I'm going to take Duke to upset Virginia Tech. I'm going to take Malik Murphy and Manny Diaz to upset Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's a 3-point favorite. And I'm going to take Pitt and Eli Holstein. Is that how you say his last name? Holstein to cover versus Louisville. Louisville is an 8.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go Western Kentucky to go on the road and upset Liberty. Liberty's 1-point favorite. And then I'm going to take Wake to cover at Miami. So let me just say my reasoning for this. In all conference games, Miami has not won by more than 22. That's it. This is a conference game, so they're not going to win by 22. So, 25 points I feel like is a lot for a conference game. I know Wake sucks, but, I think maybe they can keep it within 25.
You hope they can.
I'm going to hope.
All right, well, I guess we should mention that, unfortunately, the Gordo Green Wave season was cut short last weekend. They lost a fight in the second round. So, yeah. Unfortunately, you won't see no more Gordo games on our spreadsheets right now. But they had a great season, and congratulations, fight, I guess.
Yeah, we got when Armstrong got hosed.
Mm-hmm.
Got hosed. I mean –
Well, let me – well, there was some stuff that went wrong our way. But, I mean, we ended up losing by, what, 21? I mean, you never know, though. You score a touchdown early, the momentum flips. You never know what happens, kind of thing. But
yeah, I mean, we beat
ourselves a little bit too.
They had the ball 6 times and scored all 6 times. So,
is that good?
I would say that's pretty good. So, tough way to end the season, but those boys are probably going to win state championship in 3A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Bife and Piedmont this week. So that'll be fun to watch. But I won't be watching, so it won't be fun. So that wraps up episode 14 of season 5 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.